Good evening.
晚上好。
Thank you for the kind invitation to be here tonight.
谢谢你们，很谢谢你们的邀请。
Thank you, Pastor Daniel, for sharing your pulpit.
谢谢陈牧师让我的日本让我分来到这个讲座讲台。
I know it's God's pulpit. It's not your pulpit.
我知道这是神的讲坛。
And thank you, John, for working with me to plan tonight.
谢谢张和我一起为今天晚上的活动都安排。
And thank you to my voice tonight.
谢谢这个今天的声音，这个传递声音的话筒。
It is a privilege to be here with you.
这是我一个感觉很荣幸的事情了，跟今天晚上跟你们在一起。
Because in a city of 4.5 million people,
这个城市有450万人。
I know there's 4.5 million other things you could be doing tonight.
今天晚上你可能会有450万个事情可以去做。
So on this snowy spring evening, thank you for being here.
在一个下雨的晚上，谢谢你们能够来到这儿。
You heard my introduction.
你听到了对我的简介。
I'm based in Minnesota, so the snow does not scare me.
我住在明尼苏达州，雪不是一个问题。
But I have ties to the Boston area.
但是我和波士顿这个地区也是有一定的联系的。
My parents, before I was born, lived here.
我的父母在我出生之前就住在这儿。
My dad went to school here.
我的父亲在这儿上学。
And they actually had a home in Newton.
他们其实在牛顿曾经有过一个房子。
For all I know, they may have attended this church.
Maybe 他们也许他们曾经参加过这个教会。
My eldest brother was born in Boston.
我的大哥哥就出生在波士顿。
And I have a niece who's studying at BC.
我一个侄女在波士顿大学学习 ，BC Boston College.
So it's good to be back in Boston.
所以回到波士顿感到很高兴。
And I want to comment on the topic of your conference, Trafficking Hope.
我想对你们这个年会的主题做一个小小的评论就是 Trafficking Hope， 就是传递希望。
I like that title.
我喜欢那一个主题。
Because it speaks to the redemptive power of God.
因为它代表的是神救赎的力量。
Who can redeem and transform?
神能够救赎并且能够转变。
You've taken a word trafficking, which has a negative connotation.
如果你只看到 traffic， 只看到 trafficking 这个字，它有负面的意思含义。
And you've turned it into a positive.
你也用trafficking hope， 你把这个 traffic 这个字呢变成一个正面的。
I like that.
我喜欢。
Tonight we're going to look at some negative things.
今天晚上我们其实是要看一些负面的意义。
Some difficult things.
一些让人难过的东西。
Things that break the heart of God.
一些使神心碎的东西。
But before we do, it's important to me.
在我们讨论之前，我很重要的是。
To remember that ours is a God of hope.
Say that again.
Our God is a God of hope.
我们的神是一个希望的神。
And a God of power.
是有伟大力量的神。
And a God who can redeem.
是可以救赎的神。
But as we turn to the next slide, one of the difficult things we'll look at is violence.
我们接下来的这一个幻灯片上线就是每一天的暴力。
If you are like me, when you woke up this morning, you weren't worried about violence.
如果你像我一样，今天早上醒来，你不会担心暴力。
You fully expected to make it until tonight without being a victim of violence.
你完全期待今天不会发生任何的暴力而安全的来到这个晚上。
When you walked through the doors tonight, you did not sigh in relief.
当你走出这个门，今晚走出这个门的时候，你不会叹也就是长吁一口气。
You fully expected to get here safely.
你完全期待今天到安全地来到这里。
If you're like me, you don't worry about violence every single day.
你像我一样，就不会担心每天的暴力。
Now that doesn't mean that crime doesn't exist. Of course, we know it does.
但那并不是说暴力犯罪不存在，我们知道是存在的。
It exists in Boston. It happens in Newton.
在波士顿有，在牛顿也有。
But we do not live in constant fear of being victimized, do we?
但是我们并没有时时刻刻都在担心受到暴力的侵害，是不是啊？
I'm here to tell you tonight that because of that, we are not normal.
我今天晚上想告诉你，就是因为那样，我们其实并不是正常的。
Do you realize how fortunate we are to live a life of safety and security?
你们意识到自己是多么的幸运吗？你如果你是在这种安全的生活状态中。
If you're like me, your answer would have to be no. I don't realize that every day.
如果你像我一样，你会说不，我没有意识到。
In fact, I take it for granted every day.
我们通常是相当然的认为这是相当然的认为。
When our safety is taken from us, it's very shocking.
但是当我们的安全被夺去的时候，它是很让人震惊的。
But for much of the world, that's not a shock.
但是对于大多这个世界的大部分，那并不是一个很震惊的事。
In fact, for much of the world, violence is an everyday threat.
对于这个大部分世界来说，暴力是一个每天都在发生的事情。
And the fear of violence is something that they live with every single day.
对暴力的恐惧是他们每天都在经历的事。
And no one is more at threat than the poor.
特别是穷苦的人最受暴力的威胁。
And the poor are at threat because their justice systems are broken.
穷苦的人受到暴力的威胁，是因为他们的司法系统无效的。
They are vulnerable because police, courts, and laws don't protect them from violent people.
他们很脆弱，是因为他们的警察法庭还有法律不能保护他们免受暴力的侵害。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
A few months ago, I was in the country of Ghana in West Africa.
几个月之前，我在非洲的一个叫加纳的国家。
And while there, I heard about a young boy named Foley.
在那儿，我听到一个叫 Foley 的男孩的事情。
Foley lived with his grandparents in Ghana.
弗里和他的爷爷奶奶住在加纳。
His grandparents were poor, and they struggled to feed him and send him to school.
他的祖父母很穷，无力把他送到学校里去。
And one day, Foley's grandfather was injured in an accident.
有一天，弗里的爷爷在一次事故中受伤。
The grandparents didn't know what they were going to do.
弗里的祖父母不知道该怎么样做。
And it was then that a relative came to the rescue.
这时他们的一个亲戚来帮助他们。
And this relative promised to take care of Foley.
这个亲戚呢，答应保证能够照顾弗里。
Foley's uncle said, Foley can come and live with me.
弗里的叔叔说，弗里可以来跟我住。
I'll teach him a trade.
我会教他怎么样谋生。
And I'll send him to school.
我会把他送到学校。
And so the grandparents sent Foley away with his uncle.
他的爷爷就让弗里跟他的这一个叔叔离去走了。
And his uncle took him to a town near Lake Volta.
他的叔叔就把他带到一个叫 Volta 的这一个地方。
Lake Volta is huge.
Lake Volta 湖 ，Volta 湖很大。
It was created in the 1960s.
是在1960年代建立的。
When the Volta River was dammed.
当那个河被堵塞。
But when Foley got to his uncle's town.
但是在他离开。
When Foley arrived at his uncle's town.
当 Foley 来到他这个叔叔的住的这个地方。
There was no school.
没有学校。
All there was his uncle's fishing boat.
那儿只有他叔叔打鱼的船。
And Foley was forced to work on the fishing boat.
Foley 就被迫在这个渔船上做工。
Six days a week.
一个星期六天。
Up to 19 hours a day.
每天要做19个小时。
A 10-year-old boy.
这是一个十岁的孩子。
Foley did not know how to swim.
Foley 不知道怎么去游泳，怎么游泳，不会游泳。
But one of Foley's jobs was to go into the water to untangle the fishing nets.
但是 Foley 要做的一件事情就是到水里去把那个缠着的网解开。
You see, the nets would get caught on the tops of the trees that were still under the water.
你知道那个网可能会被水淹没的树。给缠住。
If Foley didn't work fast enough, he would be beaten.
如果他 Foley 做得太慢，他就会被挨打。
If he didn't paddle hard enough, he would be beaten.
如果他踩筏踩得不快，他也会挨揍。
If he didn't untangle the nets fast enough, he would be beaten.
如果他解网的速度慢，他也会挨打。
Sometimes boys who went overboard would not return.
有时候跳到水里的孩子可能就再也回不来了。
They would drown.
他们就被淹死了。
This was Foley's life for 4 long years.
这就是 Foley 所过的四年的生活。
A threat of everyday violence.
是每一天都受暴力的威胁。
But then IJM showed up, International Justice Mission.
这个时候就是这个就是国际正义使命团出现，帮助他们，帮助他。
And with the local police, we rescued Foley.
和当地的警察一起，我们把 Foley 救出来了。
And 9 other boys.
还有其他的9个男孩。
And we moved them all to a safe place where they were taken care of.
我们把他们转到一个安全的地方，在那儿他们受到很好的照顾。
And after 2 years of aftercare,
在两年经过两年之后，经过两年的照顾。
Foley was returned to his grandparents' home.
Foley 被送到他的祖父母家里。
Where he's now in school.
他现在在学校里。
And where he dreams of being a soccer star.
他想成为一位一个足球明星。
That's one snapshot of everyday violence.
这给你的就是一个每天暴力的一张快照。
But there's a much bigger picture I want to look at tonight.
但是有一些更大的照片，我想跟你们一起，我想看，跟大家一起看一下。
But I warn you, this is where it gets even more difficult.
但是我想先警告你，这就是这些让人更加难过，难以接受。
The next slide we see that there are 2 million children in the global commercial sex industry.
在全球商业性的性交易中大约有200个儿童被使用。
Which looks like this picture.
就像这样的一张照片。
The next slide. There are 40 million people trapped in modern day slavery.
有4000万人陷入现代化的奴隶制度。
40 million is a huge number.
四千万是一个很大的数字。
How many is 40 million?
四千万是多少呢？
40 million is every man, woman, and child in the state of Massachusetts.
在麻州在所有的 男人女人和孩子加起来是4000万。
And the state of Connecticut
在 Connecticut 这个州。
And New Hampshire
还有New Hampshire
And Rhode Island
And 还有 Rhode Island
And Vermont
还有 Vermont
And Maine
还有缅因州。
And New York
纽约州。
And my state of Minnesota.
还有明尼苏达州。
That's 40 million.
哦，这所有的州的人口加起来是四千万。
All held as slaves this very moment.
在现在这个时候，他们是奴隶。
40 million is the population of the entire country of Canada.
四千万人口是 也是加拿大的全国的人口数目。
Plus another 4 million.
还有另四百万人口。
That's 40 million.
那就是四千万人口。
The painful reality is that there are more slaves in the world today than at any time in human history.
一个很痛苦的现实是今天这个世界上所有的今天世界上的奴隶比历史上任何时候的奴隶都多。
This is a picture from India. Slaves working at a brick factory.
这张照片是从印度的，是关于印度的，这些工人在一个砖厂里做劳工。
Every day living under the threat of violence.
每天都活在暴力的威胁之中。
The next slide doesn't get any easier.
下一个幻灯片也不会让我们觉得轻松。
20% of all women are sexually assaulted.
20%的女性会被受到性攻击。
And then finally,The biggest number.
最后，最大的一个数字。
4 billion people living outside the protection of law.
40亿的人活在法律的保护之外。
What does that mean? Live outside the protection of law.
活在法律保护之外是什么意思呢？
It means that they have no functional justice system where they live.
意味着他们生活的地方没有一个有效的司法系统。
No one they can count on to protect them from everyday violence.
没有人他们可以指望来保护他们每天不受暴力的威胁。
4 billion.
四十亿人口。
What's the population of the world?
世界的这个地球上的人口是多大呢？
Does someone know? It's about 7.5 billion.
大约是750亿人口。
So this means that more than half of the world's population.
这就意味着世界多于一半的人口。
Are living under the threat of everyday violence.
活在每天活在暴力的威胁之中。
At IJM, we believe this is wrong.
国际正义使命团认为这是不对的。
This is an abomination in the eyes of our holy God.
在神的眼里，这是非常可恶的。
So I want to give you a picture now.Of what IJM's work looks like.
现在我想向你介绍一下，国际正义使命团是怎么样工作的。
So we have a video that.
我会放一个录像。
Is about 3 minutes long.
大约三分钟长。
We saw about 1,200 little kids in found out that they were in fact trafficked and they were in fact slaves. These little kids are on this boat. They are not fed. They are abused beyond imagination.
You guys got your own.
This is a girl. Whenever something like this comes, I imagine in my mind that girl is found.
We have operations all over the world, rescuing people from slavery. Because today there are criminals who abuse children, sell girls.
How old is she?
12.
12?
How much?
30?
Yeah, man, I think.
And force families into slavery. Criminals prey on the easiest target, the world's poor, because they expect no one to defend them.
Pareho po tayong mga tao, hindi po tayo ibagay or hayop na pwedeng gamitin lang sa pansarili.
But today, there are thousands of people gathering to seek justice for those in slavery. We are a group of lawyers, counselors, activists, and supporters. We are called International Justice Mission. And together, we form the largest international anti-slavery organization in the world. But slavery won't come to an end until criminals know they can't get away with it. So we partner with local police to arrest and prosecute criminals. This sends a message to slave owners. We will not go away. We stay with the survivors until they are healed. Until they are free.
Natulungan po ako ng IJM sa pamamagitan po na sa case ko, sa pagtulong po nila na ma-overcome ko po yung fear.
Each year, we rescue thousands of slaves and protect millions around the world. We are transforming how justice systems protect their citizens. To those who are still enslaved, we promise to find you. We will get you home to your families so you can have the freedom you deserve.
That's justice in action.
这就是正义在行动。
That's what our work looks like.
这就是我们工作的样子。
But what is the motivation for our work?
我们工作的激励来自哪儿呢？动机来自哪儿呢？
It's the Bible.
圣经。
Our guidebook is Holy Scripture.
我们的指导书是圣经。
Inspired by God's call to love all people.
受神的话，受神爱所有人的话而激励。
And to seek justice for the oppressed.
为被压迫的人寻求公义。
IJM protects the poor from violence. IJM protects the poor from violence.
国际正义使命团保护穷人免受暴力的威胁。
Without regard to religion or any other factor.
不论是什么样的信仰，宗教信仰或其他的因素。
If the Bible is our guidebook.
如果圣经是我们的指导手册。
Then let's open it up.
让我们打开圣经。
There are many passages to choose from.
有很多经文可以选择。
And tonight I want to look at just a few.
今天晚上我们只看其中一些。
The first comes from the book of Deuteronomy.
第一个经文是从神命记来的。
And it speaks to God's care for the sojourner, the fatherless, and the widow.
他告诉我们的就是神对孤儿寡妇他们的关爱。
From the very beginning,
是从最开始就开始了。
God has had a special concern for the poor and the vulnerable.
神就对穷苦的和脆弱的人有特别的关注。
And this passage shows that God wants His people to be abundantly generous.
在这段经文里，神让他的子民能够非常的慷慨。
Toward those who are in need.
对那些有需要的人。
And this passage says that the Israelites would get a special blessing when they were generous.
这段经文也说，如果以色列人这样做的话，他们会得到特殊的祝福。
From Deuteronomy, we go to the prophets.
从申命记我们去来到先知书。
Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书第一章。
Learn to do good.
学习行善。
Seek justice.
寻求公平。
Rescue the oppressed.
解救受欺压的。
Defend the orphan.
给孤儿伸冤。
Plead for the widow.
为寡妇辩屈。
These are our marching orders.
这是神给我们的命令。
This is a bullet point summary of what God expects from His followers.
这是神对他的追从者的一些要求。
And I have a question for you tonight.
我给大家一个问题。
If I were to ask you to put together a job description,
如果我让大家自己任务的描述。
For a follower of Jesus Christ,
作为耶稣的追随者的工作的描述。
Would these items make your list?
这几点也会列到你的这个描述上，工作描述上去吗？
Let's move on in Isaiah.
让我们继续读以赛亚书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Here we see Isaiah coming down hard on the elders.
这儿我们看到以赛亚审问对责问那些长老。
He says the Lord enters into judgment against the elders.
他说神会审问这些长老。
This is a stark reminder.
这是一个这是一个赤裸的这是一个提醒。
That those who are in leadership have a higher bar set for them.
那些作为领导者的人有一个更高，对他们有一个更高的标准。
When it comes to caring for the poor and seeking justice.
就关心穷人和寻求公义而言。
And another chapter from Isaiah near the end of the book.
在以赛亚书最后的这个地方又有一段经文。
Isaiah 58. It's a long passage. I won't read it.
以赛亚书五十八章太长了，我不会读，的。
But here Isaiah rebukes God's people.
这儿是以赛亚呢指责神的子民。
For being more interested in appearing to be holy than in actually seeking justice.
因为他们他们表现的正义比行使正义更感兴趣。
Isaiah says, if we don't seek justice in our daily lives,
以赛亚说，如果我们在日常生活中不寻求公义，
God claims that our worship is a waste of His time.
神就会认为我们的敬拜是浪费他的时间。
Very harsh words.
是很严厉的话。
Let's turn to another prophet, Micah.
我们再看一下另一个先知米迦。
He has told you, O man, what is good.
Say that again.
He has told you, O man, what is good.
世人呢，耶和华医治是你何为善。
And what does the Lord suggest of you?
他向你所要的是什么呢？
No, it doesn't say suggest.
请注意，他没有说他建议。
What does the Lord hope you will do?
也没有说神希望你怎么做什么。
No, it doesn't say that either.
他也没那么说。
What does the Lord require of you?
这儿说的是神要求你做什么。
To do justice,
去行使公义正义
to love kindness,
好怜悯
and to walk humbly with your God.
存谦卑的心与你的神同行
Three points.
有三点
The second two, I understand.
其中两点我能够理解
Loving kindness, walking with God.
好怜悯与神同行
They're hard to do, but I can understand them.
做起来很难，但是我能理解。
Loving kindness means to be merciful to people.
好怜悯就是说对人要有怜悯的心情。
Walking with God, that talks about evangelism and discipleship.
与神同行就是说要传福音，要做神的门徒。
But how do you do justice?
但是你怎样去行公义呢？
That one is more difficult.
那一个是比较，这一点是比较困难的。
But it's part of what the Lord requires of us.
但是这是神所要求我们的一部分。
Let's turn to the Psalms.
我们再看一下诗篇。
Again, we see the phrase, do justice.
在这儿我们再次看到行公义。
The psalmist says to the Lord,
耶和华
You will incline your ear to do justice.
也必侧耳听他们的祈求。
That's an interesting phrase, incline your ear to do justice.
这是一个很有意思的用词，把他的侧耳朵听他们对正义的呼求。
It tells me that I need to be listening.
告诉我们，我们需要去听。
Not just to God,
不只是听神的声音
but to the cries of those who are suffering injustice.
也是要听那些正在遭受不公平对待的人的哭声。
If God needs to listen for that, how much more do I need to?
如果神需要去听，我们是不是更需要听得更多呢？
Let's turn to the New Testament.
让我们看一下新约。
The Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音。
Where Jesus himself rebukes again the leaders.
耶稣在这儿再次指责这些领导法利赛人和文士。
Jesus calls the religious leaders hypocrites.
耶稣称这些宗教领袖为伪善的人。
Because they're focusing more on acting holy,
因为他们更注重表现的神圣圣洁
than on actually doing justice,
而不是真正的行使公义
And Jesus says they are neglecting justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
耶稣说他们忽视了公正。What else?
Justice, mercy, and faithfulness.
说他们忽视了忽视了公正怜悯和
last one
faithfulness
和忠诚。
And next, the Gospel of Luke.
路加福音
where Jesus begins his public ministry.
那时候说的是当耶稣开始传道。
He says that he has been anointed to proclaim good news.
他说他被油膏，是为了传福音给贫穷的人。
But not just to speak good news,
不只是说福音。
But to set prisoners free,
而是让那些受压迫的人自得自由。
To give sight to the blind,
让瞎眼的人看见。
And to set the oppressed free,
叫被压制的得自由。
Acts of justice,
这就是正义的行动。
And it's important to remember that when Jesus spoke these words in the temple,
注意的是当耶稣在庙堂里说这些话的时候
He was quoting from the prophet Isaiah
他实际上引用的是以利亚先知的话
And the people were very impressed with him
那里的人对他颇有好感
But just six verses later
但是在六句经文之后呢
After Jesus started talking about who should receive justice,
当耶稣开始谈论谁需要得到公平的对待
the people didn't like what he was saying.
那里的人就开始不喜欢他所说的话了
because he was pointing to outsiders.
因为他指的是外边的人
And the people tried to kill Jesus.
那些人就想杀死耶稣
They wanted to throw him off the cliff
他们想把他从屋顶上扔下从那个悬崖上扔下去
It's a reminder to me that fighting justice is dangerous work
这提醒我为正义而战是一个危险的工作
And our last scripture this evening
我们最后的要看的一个经文是
From the book of Hebrews
希伯来书
Remember those who are in prison.
要纪念被捆绑的人
As though you were in prison with them.
好像与他们同受捆绑
Remember those who are being tortured.
也要纪念遭苦害的人
As though you were being tortured.
想到自己也在肉身之内
That means we have to get close to the suffering.
那就意味着我们必须接近那些受苦的人
and the injustice
还有受不公正因不公正而受苦的人
you can't do justice from a distance
你不可以在很远的地方行使公义
and of course this passage reminds me of one from Matthew chapter 25
这段经文让我想起来马太福音二十五章
Where Jesus says When you do something to the least of them You do it to me
当耶稣说你对最小的所行的事就是行在我身上了
And I believe when we encounter injustice
我相信当我们面对不公义
In the face of the suffering
面对苦难
We encounter Jesus Christ himself.
我们面对的是耶稣他自己。
That is our motivation for doing justice.
这就是我们行使正义的动机。
And now that you know our motivation,
现在你知道我们的动机是什么。
I want to take a closer look at how we do our work.
我想跟大家继续看一下我们是怎么样做我们的工作。
We have a mission statement.
我们有一个使命宣言
We protect the poor from violence
我们保护穷人免受暴力
And the next slide shows how we've done
下一个幻灯片告诉你们我们是怎么样去做的
We're protecting more than 20 million people from violence
我们保护两千一百万的人免受暴力。
This is over 20 years of work.
这在过去的二十年来。
Our vision is this.
我们的远见，这是我们的远见。
Rescue thousands.
拯救成千上万的。
Protect millions.
保护百万的人。
And prove that justice for the poor is possible.
来证明对穷人的公义是可能的。
That's a tall order.
那是一个很高的命令。
But taking God's commandments off the pages of Scripture and putting it into action is what we do.
把神的话从圣经里拿下来付诸于行动就是我们做的。
And by the grace of God,
感谢神的恩典,
IJM is now the largest international anti-slavery organization in the world.
国际正义使命团是世界上反奴役制的最大的一个组织。
That may sound impressive.
听起来很不错。
But we have fewer than 1,000 employees.
但是我们的员工不到1000人。
And there are 40 million slaves.
大约有400万的奴隶。
That's why we're here this weekend.
这就是我为什么今天这个周末来到这里。
To spread the word.
To 向你们去来宣传。
And to issue a call to the Church of Jesus Christ.
呼召神的教会，耶稣的教会。
Because we can't do this battle on our own.
我们不能孤独的作战。
We need the Church.To be on the front lines.
我们需要教会在前线上。
IJM has 17 offices around the world.
国际正义使命团在全世界有17个驻地办公室。
Where we protect the poor from violence.
我们保护穷人免受暴力。
We have a map. It's too small to read.
这个、
I'm sorry.
我有一个地图，但是太小了，不容易读。
We have offices in the global south.
我们在地球的南边有办公室。
Latin America,
拉丁美洲。
Africa,
非洲。
India,
印度半岛。
In Southeast Asia,
东南亚。
In Thailand, Philippines, and Cambodia,
泰国、菲律宾、缅甸、柬埔寨。
Our headquarters is in Washington, D.C.
我们的总部是在华盛顿 D.C.
Almost all of our staff
我们几乎所有的我们几乎所有的员工
are nationals to the countries where they serve.
是他们所服侍的那个国家的国民
96%.
96% 的人。
You've heard about the problem, everyday violence.
你听到了这个问题，就是每天的暴力。
You've heard of our motivation for our work.
你也听到了我们的动机。
You've seen where we work.
你也看到我们在哪儿工作。
And I want to end our time by showing you how we work.
最后我想向你展示一下我们怎么样去工作，我们怎么样去工作，来做结束。
What is our solution?
我们这些解决的办法。
It has 4 steps.
有四个步骤。
The first step is to rescue.
第一个步就是拯救。
We rescue victims.
我们拯救那些受害者。
We help local authorities find people suffering from violence and oppression.
我们帮助当地的执法部门找到那些受暴力袭击的受害者。
And we bring them to safety.
我们把他转到安全地方。
And the victims are victims of these crimes.
这些受害人可能是遭受如此下面这些犯罪。
Child sexual abuse.
儿童性侵犯。
Sex trafficking.
性交易。
Labor trafficking.
劳工奴役。
Land theft.
Land theft.
Land theft. Stealing of land.
窃取土地。
Police abuse.
被警察虐待。
And citizens who don't have rights.
Citizens
without
rights. 没有公民权的人，没有公民权，不能享受公民权。
The first step is to rescue the victims.
第一步就是来拯救他们，拯救他们。
The next step also begins with the letter R.
第二步呢也是以 R 开头。
And that's to restore survivors.
让受害者恢复。
Once we rescue the victims, we provide care for them.
一旦把这些受害者拯救出来，我们就给他们一些救助。
To bring them back to help after they've been traumatized.
让他们受伤之后得到疗伤，并恢复健康。
Just like we did with Foley on Lake Volta.
就像我们刚才讲的那个 Foley 的故事。
We have a third step that begins with R.
我们第三步也是以 R 开头。
And that is to restrain criminals.
那就是抑制阻止犯罪者。
We want to stop the bad guys.
我们想阻止坏人做坏事。
That's what breaks the cycle of violence.
那就会打破暴力的循环。
When you put criminals behind bars,
当你把犯罪者把罪犯放到监狱里，
other criminals go away.
其他的罪犯就会消失。
We at IJM have learned.
在我们在国际正义使命团认识到
that slaveholders are not brave people.
奴役他人的这些奴隶主，他们并不是很勇敢的人。
When they learn they can get in trouble for what they're doing,
当他们知道自己做坏事会有麻烦的时候，
often they will stop.
通常他们会停止。
And our fourth step is the hardest.
我们第四步是最难的那一步。
We want to repair justice systems.
我们想强化正义公益系统。
This is the ultimate goal.
这是最终的目标。
That the justice systems will begin to operate to protect the people in their countries.
这个最终目标就是让正义系统开始能够执行保护穷人不受暴力威胁的这个功能。
What is a justice system, you may ask?
你可能会问，什么是正义系统？
It includes police.
这个正义系统包括警察。
Prosecutors,
检察官
judges,
法官
and social workers,
社工
and when the system is broken,
当这个系统破碎
you put injustice into the system on the left side,
你把不公义塞给这个塞给这一个破碎的系统。
And the result is simply more injustice.
结果就是在右边的更多的不公义。
And why are systems broken?
为什么这个司法系统会破碎不堪呢？
It's a number of reasons.
有几个原因。
It could be corrupt.
可能是腐败。
It could be under-resourced.
可能资源不够。
Poorly trained,
培训不够
unaccountable,
不能问责
overworked,
工作时间太长
usually it's all of them,
通常是所有他们结合到一起
so IJM works to repair the system,
所以国际正义使命团努力修改正义系这个系统司法系统。
A justice system breaks when it lacks.
See that
here? Right here.
当缺乏以下这几个方面的时候，一个司法系统就会败坏破坏。
Resources,
资源
training,
培训
accountability,
问责制度
and hope,
希望
So that's what IJM brings to the table.
这些就是国际正义使命团带来的
And the last element is the most important.
最后呢一个因素希望是最重要的一个。
We want to be traffickers of hope.
我们希望是希望的传递者。
The hope of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的希望。
The good news.
福音。
The hope of the world.
世界的希望。
And so we'd ask you to join us in the battle.
我们请求你们也加入这一场斗争。
And I'll stop there and see if we have any questions.
好，我就停在这里，看大家有没有什么问题。注意力很集中的。